Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily, retirement match night. One assumption is hanging up the gloves forever. The idea that doing the right thing comes with a receipt. One question, 15 traditions. One assumption about fairness that we'll never fight again after tonight. Seconds out.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, why does the person you finally reported get a second chance and a mentor while you're still the one who made things awkward? The word doing all the work in that sentence is not reported and not mentor. It's awkward. Because awkward isn't neutral, it's a verdict. Someone handed you that word and you took it. Why does the person you finally reported get a second chance and a mentor while you're still the one who made things awkward? Cynicism walks in without knocking. And today it earns the first word. Diogenes lit a lamp at noon and walked through crowds claiming he was looking for an honest person. The cynics would say, "You are not awkward. You are a mirror the institution cannot put down. He got a mentor because he is a manageable problem. You are an unmanageable truth." The slight flinch when you enter the room, the way conversations reroute around you. That is not social fallout you created. That is the system protecting its own story, and you are now the footnote it wishes would stop insisting on itself.
Cynicism lets you feel righteous without telling you what to do when you're still eating lunch, alone in that conference room. Nobody books anymore, Zhao. Judaism is sharper and more useful here. Hillel said the whole Torah on one foot. Love your neighbor, the rest is commentary. The Jewish move in this question is grief, not injustice. You are not confused about whether you did the right thing. You already know you did. What you're feeling is the cost of knowing it, Grebo, which is a different problem entirely, and a harder one. Harder.
Sufism agrees with Judaism that something real happened, but it goes somewhere Judaism doesn't. The Sufi response here is almost brutal in how accurate it is. What split you open was not the mentor. It was the moment you realized the institution needs the story of his redemption more than it needs the fact of your courage. That's the line that lands. You started calling your own wound an overreaction. And Sufism is standing there in the imagery of the reed crying after being cut from the reed bed, saying, "The crack is the door, not the mistake." They gave him a mentor. You got something older. You got real.
I want to bring in the Lion King here because this oracle is actually doing something. Simba comes back to Pride Rock after exile, and the pride sees a lion who ran. They do not see the gorge. They do not see Scar. They do not see what it cost him. The one who lit the stampede gets the clean story. Simba carries the complicated one. The oracle's point is not that this is unfair. It's that this is how institutional narrative works by design. The person you reported gets a redemption arc because redemption arcs are easier to manage than accountability arcs. You already knew that. The question is what you do with knowing it.
Stoicism and existentialism arrive at adjacent conclusions, but through completely opposite doors, and the gap between those doors is the whole argument. Stoicism says, his mentor is not in your column. Your courage is. You acted when silence was safer. That is the only ledger you control. Existentialism says something rougher. No God arranged the symmetry. You stepped off the curb into traffic not because the light said walk, but because you decided not moving cost more than moving. The awkwardness on your chest right now is the exact shape of what it costs to act without a guarantee. Stoicism says you have done enough. Existentialism says there was never going to be enough, and you did it anyway. One of those might feel like comfort, the other might feel like the truth. I'll be honest, the Sufism line got under my skin. The idea that somewhere between the report and this morning, you started calling your own courage an overreaction. That specific move. That's the one I want to sit in front of tomorrow and ask questions. Come back then.
The retirement match is over. The assumption that doing right returns comfort. It did not survive the night. It went down in the third, threw a clean punch, missed, and the ref waved it off. Support this free daily show at thegodshow.us. Subscribe, share it, or just send the link to whoever needs to hear that the crack is the door. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to D, YorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. Somewhere tonight, one assumption about fairness is retiring its gloves. The question that beat it is still standing at the checkout with a full cart. No one behind it. Nowhere to be. Exactly as uncomfortable as it was when it walked in. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.